Today's episode of A Little Wiser is brought to you by All the Happier, which is a new online digital platform. You can check us out at allthehappier.com and sign up for our newsletter. And today I have my friend and co-host, Christy Peterson. Hello, Christy.
Hello, Kimmy.
And this is our Thanksgiving episode. And we were very adamant that this episode is not going to be on gratitude.
No. This one is not about gratitude.
And it's not because we're ungrateful people.
Well, actually, I think it's, yes, I think that's true. And we were just curious about some other topics.
Today, we're going to talk to you about curiosity. And specifically, Christy can talk about how curiosity relates to happiness and well-being. And then I think we're both excited to have this conversation around bringing curiosity into our Thanksgiving weekends and our time together with our family and friends, and how that could allow people to show up differently and have different conversations and deeper connections than they would otherwise. So I'm excited about our topic of choice. I want to talk about how curiosity relates to happiness and our well-being. But first, how would you define curiosity? What does it mean to you to be curious?
I think what comes to mind is curiosity is approaching new ideas, maybe experiences with openness to learn something new. I would say it's like engaging with the world with an open mind.
I like that. So that piece about the open mind and the openness to experience or hear or absorb somebody else's perspective. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does the science tell us about curiosity? Why does it matter?
Why does it matter? Well, there's a couple of different ways to look at it. I think first way is when we're talking about well-being, there's different ideas around what makes a person feel good. There's that happiness piece, those positive emotions. I think that there's a life of meaning. And then there's this third element of having a life of novel, new experiences, new perspectives. And I think that's very much tied to this piece of curiosity. The term of it is actually called psychological richness. But what they find is those people who are more curious have a more, what they would quote say, is a psychologically rich life. And those that report that tend to be happier. And then I would say at a more basic level, curiosity feels good when we're curious. From an evolutionary perspective, it helped us to survive because we needed to explore our circumstances, look outside our existing world. So curiosity was a driver in our survival. And then the last piece that came up time and again was this idea that curiosity can really connect us with others in our life when we are curious about the people in our lives. I loved this quote that being interested is more important than being interesting when it comes to relationships.
So this idea specific to Thanksgiving and being with people and Thanksgiving, right? It's fraught a little bit, right?
It is fraught, yes.
You know, there is tradition and there is so much to be thankful for, right? And family and friends and gathering and tradition, but it also can be really hard. And I think part of that is obviously relationships, it's communication.
Expectations about the holiday, what it means, why we're gathering, who will gather, how we will gather, all of those pieces. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there, but yes.
Expectations, fraud. Thank you. Expectations is huge. That should be our other episode we do tomorrow morning on managing your expectations. But when it comes to curiosity, I think it can play a really important role, which is why I am genuinely excited to be having this conversation with you and how we show up for ourselves and our people on Thanksgiving. And there was two pieces that we were going to talk about. And one is this idea of being curious. Well, first of all, when you were saying about being interested versus interesting, we all know what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that. Just somebody who's, they're just interested in your life. They're curious. How are your kids? Yes. How are you doing? How's the new job? We know what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that. And it feels really good. And that is somebody being curious and interested in your life. So we get sort of the power of that. I think everybody has experienced that. And I think we can talk about this point when it comes to difficult conversations or differing viewpoints, how curiosity can be really powerful in that and really trying to understand where, you know, somebody's coming from and the stories and experiences that led them to that, you know, belief system. And then that final piece is generational curiosity. And that, you know, I think with COVID, we've all realized how fleeting and precious our time is, and that, you know, the holidays are often when we gather as extended families. And there's a lot of opportunities to share stories that are really powerful. And that is sparked by curiosity. So yeah, I'm excited for all those reasons. But when it comes to connection, what do you know to be true, or what can you share with us?
Well, I think it's, well, exactly as you said, we know what it feels like when somebody's interested in us and it feels good. And we've talked a lot, both in our class and in the things that we have written about this idea of feeling seen and feeling heard, and what we say matters. And the person who helps us to have those feelings is the person on the other side of the conversation who is curious about us, who is asking the questions, who's leaning in, who has that good eye contact. So people who are curious, genuine curiosity, again, we always go back to this piece about heartfelt curiosity or heartfelt anything, any emotion. People who are genuinely curious tend to have stronger connections with the people in their lives, including strangers, by the way, including strangers.
I would presume they have the stronger connection because the person on the other end of the receiving feels what we just said, right? They feel seen and heard, and that allows for genuine human connection.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think sometimes we feel the need to talk and to fill the air rather than to just ask people about their lives, you know, the small stuff, the big stuff, how they're doing, you know, all of that. All right. Practical tips. What are they?
I do love a good practical tip. So starting with, I think what, well, we've been talking about is makes complete sense. When you're curious about others, it forges that stronger connection with the person you're speaking with. But I also think there's an art to the questions. First, we don't want to move to the side of too curious, because then, you know, skill overuse, you just become nosy. And then the other piece of it is being curious, try to approach that conversation rather than with any preconceived judgments, and you're going to then gather the information to prove your point. It's asking the questions from a place of genuine curiosity about the answer. So instead of why are we doing this, it's how are we doing this, or what are we going to do? And by this, I mean fill in the blank of your holiday Thanksgiving tradition. So I think that there also is something to be said about how it is that you ask the questions, that you approach it with that heartfelt sincerity, setting down your preconceived ideas of what the answers might be, and go with those questions that are more in the how, where, rather than the why.
So you can't be like, what, really? Yeah, tell me. Yeah, uh-huh. Tell me how you came about that thinking.
Yes. Yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
No. Why are you wearing that? Exactly. Yes. I know it feels like it's funny because we talk about these things and it seems so intuitive and like we should know it. But I will tell you, when I march into my family meals, that sometimes I have to like remind myself that I don't know the story of every person that is showing up around that table. And when I can move, get more curious about what's been going on in their lives or how they're showing up at that holiday, it's more enjoyable for me as well as them, you know? And yeah. I love that idea about the generational curiosity too. I feel like that could specifically really show up here.
Yeah. You know, we did with my dad, it was a couple summers back, we had all the grandkids were on a summer vacation together, and they intentionally had each of the kids come up with one question to ask him. And we did it the last night of the vacation, and it was...
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. And I was, you know, 42, almost, I'm going to say... I had heard one of the eight stories that were shared. So the kids got curious and they asked him. And I do think that's a really fun thing, regardless of who you're gathering with, you know, to ask questions and to share life stories and lessons and big moments and memories with one another. Certainly a big part of this podcast, and you and I believe deeply in the power of sharing stories, and that within those stories, there's often wonderful life lessons and wisdom that can be passed on. So yeah, that's kind of the fun opportunity for curiosity on Thanksgiving, I think.
Oh, I love that idea. I'm going to borrow that idea. One thing that we also did similar to it was each person went around the table to give, they answered a short question. But what was unique about it was that everybody else sat around and listened to that person answer the question. And it was helpful so then, because so more often than not, we're always talking over each other and there's all these side conversations happening so that the person speaking feels fully heard. And it was really interesting, the things that they had to say. And it was fun to come up with a question that each person had to answer. So that's another way you could do it.
So it was one question and everyone answered the same question. Is that
right?
Oh, yes. Fun. I like that too.
Yeah.
So when it comes into the harder conversations, and I know we're making light of it, but that's real for a lot of people, right? Especially, I think there's so much happening culturally, right? That is creating these really divisive moments. And sometimes that happens with our family and friends as well. So I'm curious. I didn't mean to say that, but I am curious. When it comes into those harder conversations that also can sometimes be the reality of, you know, the holidays, what are the tips and tricks to show up in that way? So hopefully the conversation is more productive and informative and connecting rather than dividing.
Well, I feel like I'm going to answer that just from a human place, that when we're talking about curiosity, it really is this being open to new experiences, setting aside those preconceived judgments. So I think if you approach with curiosity conversations around topics that might be more difficult, you're sort of shifting your mindset from one of feeling, I already know what's going to be said, or a little bit more grippy and activated around what might the conversation be like and where it's going to go. Flip that, if you approach it more with this place of curiosity, then it's from novelty. When I say novelty, what new could I learn here? What's a different perspective that I might be able to appreciate with this person or their ideas or their belief systems? So I think there's a softening that can happen. And in that softening, there's that increase of connection between people.
Yeah, I've always loved that about my husband, Graham, who you know, he's really, whenever there's something happening, he reads both sides of the debate deeply or the opinion. And it really lends itself, I think, to a stronger sense of certainty in your personal opinion, right? Because you're really informed on where everybody's coming from. I think it's important in shaping our own opinions versus, you know, not fully listening and understanding the perspective, even if it's something that you vehemently disagree with.
I think, yes, 100%. The art of taking different perspectives, understanding different perspectives, that in itself it is a skill. But the other thing I want to say too, as I'm thinking about this, is when you are curious and you are open to hearing a different perspective, that doesn't mean that you're going to change your own viewpoint, but just the act of being more curious, of allowing that opening of what might I learn here? What's new approach? That actually feels good to the person asking the questions, not the answer. I'm sorry. It will feel good to me to really be curious versus if I go in again, really grippy and kind of angsty into a conversation, it's not as enjoyable conversation for me as if I were to go in with that genuine curiosity. It's a super skill.
It is a super skill. We love talking about super skills.
We do.
So I've been using this trick just in life, in that I jump forward in time and then I say, okay, when this experience is over, this trip is over, or when I look back on the night before, like, how do I want to remember it? And that can really inform how you want to show up. So I think when it comes to Thanksgiving, I like your advice about expectations, that we create all of these. So really just being fair with ourselves and our expectations and the fact that the holidays can be incredible and they can also be hard at times. And then this idea of looking back and maybe saying, gosh, like, it was a pretty good Thanksgiving. Like, remember, I'd never heard the story of such and such, or yeah, we talked about the hard thing, but everybody seems to listen a little bit more and I learned something new. It didn't change my mind, but I kind of get, you know, how we got there. I think that'd be really nice to look back and say that Thanksgiving was a little bit more richer and everybody felt a little more connected because we listened and we were curious and made time to hear one another's stories and perspectives, that would be a win. So I think in my casting, what I hope to look back on Friday and say that Thanksgiving was filled with a lot of grace and curiosity.
Me too. I'm going to borrow that. Exactly.
All right, Christy. Well, I am thankful for you as always. We just wrapped our first course, our digital course, All the Happier, which was a big undertaking, but we were lucky enough to have 20 incredible people. And I think we both had fun and connected deeply with those people. And I'm excited for what's to come.
Me too. And I can't help but say it, I'm also curious. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for laughter. I'm grateful for how much we and I will say me specifically have learned these past few months.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun. And I love all the people we're meeting along the way. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening. Christy, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And we hope that your holidays are filled with curiosity, grace, and what else? Anything else? Laughter.
Maybe gratitude.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with gratitude.
I'm going to go with gratitude and a little bit of laughter.
Yes.
All right. That's a wrap.
Bye, Kimmy.
Bye, Christy.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.